Amen. Oh, musicians, stay, because I want to also enjoy. Praise the Lord. Whilst I was singing, I could see that something was sweeping over here. Oh, hallelujah. And so if you can give me my share of the praises also, just one song, let me also warm myself before we see what the Lord has for us tonight. Oh, praise the Lord. God bless you. Any one of the ones you just sang, any one of them, just repeat it again. Oh, praise the Lord.
Oh,
just say, Lord, you are great. You are wonderful. You are above all things. Let's tonight, as we have come to his presence, let us look at back from morning up to this hour. Our going outs and our coming ins in our homes, in our working places, in colleges, wherever we have been this day, it has been his grace. That's his protection, his mercies, his loving kindness towards us that has seen us through the day and has even given us journey mercies from our various homes. We are right back here in his presence. And so what can we say? Let all lift every heart this evening and say, Lord, how great you are. Oh, how great you are, Lord. Our heart sings tonight. Oh, we tell it with all our hearts that thou art great, wonderful Jesus. Oh, blessed be your name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Your grace has been sufficient for us. We bless you, Lord Jesus, for tonight. As we have come to your presence, Lord, we know that, Lord, you are in the midst of your church. You are in the midst of your children. You are in the midst, oh, thank you, Lord Jesus, for all that, Lord, you have done for us the day so far. We bless you, Lord Jesus. We give glory to you. You deserve it, Lord Jesus. Oh, that's how, Lord Jesus, our heart says, how great you are, how great, how great, how great, wonderful Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, thank you, oh God. Blessed be your name. Thank you, Lord Jesus, thank you, oh God. Oh, glory be to your name, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Oh, Heavenly Father, Master. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus, for yet another moment like this, oh God. It's a privilege, Lord, for us, oh Lord, that, Father, even we see ourselves, Lord, within doors closed behind us, Lord. In this kind of glory, Lord, in your presence we stand, oh God. Father, we know it has taken by your grace that we are here, Lord. Amen. And Father, we thank you for the day so far, Lord. Our going outs and our coming is, Lord. Your children, some are from work, oh Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for keeping them true. Your children from school and colleges, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for our homes. You have sustained us, Lord. You've clothed us. You've fed us, Lord. And here we are tonight, Lord Jesus, oh, to receive the spiritual part of it, oh God. So, Father, tonight as we have come, Lord, we've come with all humility, Lord. A broken spirit and a contrite heart is our sacrifice tonight, Lord, which we know you never despise, Lord. And, Father, even as we sit at your feet, oh God, we ask for your blessings, Lord, your word to come, oh Lord, and sweep over us, Holy Spirit. And lift us up even higher and closer to the kingdom of God. Father, even Lord Jesus, as we turn to the reading of your word of God, you are the author of it, Lord. Holy Spirit, come amongst your children, which we know you are already here. Because your word assures us that where two or three are gathered together in your name, there you are in their midst, Lord. And so, Lord, we our faith anchors on that, that you are in our midst right this hour, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Holy Spirit, now speak to us, Lord Jesus, as we sit at your feet. In the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray with all thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. God Richie bless you for coming. And as we are still standing, let's turn to our studies. We are on Hebrews chapter 2 now. Let's see what the Lord has for us tonight. Hebrews chapter 2. We read the first three verses. And if the Lord wills and he gives us something to pray about, why not? We know that the Spirit will lead us into prayer and say the very things that the Lord wants us to say. Amen. Now let's hear the word of God. Hebrews 2. The first three verses, let's hear the word of God. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed unto us by them that heard them? Amen. So tonight we look at the prophet's message on Hebrews. Lord, we've read your word, O God. Father, we ask for the living, bread and life in your word, O God, tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. Shall we be seated? God, Richie, bless you for coming. I think last Sunday, Pastor was talking about the Wicklow conference. It was a real blessing. And the honor also goes to all the church as a whole, because we believe that whilst we were there, you were also on your knees praying. And it was a real blessing because we could see the presence of God whilst we were up there. Amen. And I believe that as the days go by, all that the evidence of our meeting over there will be what? Will be seen, will be made manifest. Praise God. Because it was something that we seek the face of the Lord to see how this church, we got to move forward. Because he is the head of the church, and so we went to seek his face, his presence, the Lord. This is your church. You made it. You bought it with your own word, with your own blood. And so we are just instruments in your hands that you use us for your glory. And so we want to see your church as we know that it should be like what? In the days of Pentecost. Praise the Lord. And it was a real blessing. And as I was saying, that as the days go by, the evidence of what we seek from the Lord, we believe that it will be made manifest. Praise God. It will be real. Things will change in this church because we know that God has taken over the leadership, and that's what we want him to do. Praise the Lord. We talked about, as the pastor was saying last Sunday, about evangelism. Praise the Lord. About the youth, about all activities in the church. Praise God. So we know that the Lord will take us through. It's no more man leading, but what? The Holy Spirit leading his own church. Praise the Lord. And so from what we have just read, he said, therefore, we ought to do what? We ought to give a more earnest heed to the things which we have heard. Praise God. So the prophet was saying here, he said, oh, may God drive that home. May God do what? Drive that home. That we should what? We ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard. Amen. The prophet said, may God drive that home in this tabernacle. Amen. This night, it was here this morning. This night, from this very night, let the Lord what, drive this thing home unto every heart. Praise God. He said, I pray that the Holy Spirit will sink. First, he said what? God will drive it at home. And then he said the Holy Spirit will sink that so deep into our hearts. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. See, we ought to give the most earnest heed to the things which we have heard. See, he said, what type of people ought we to be? Amen. When we see the great Jehovah come down, do the things that he does, and see them compared with scripture by scripture, that they are the truth. That is the hour we are living in, brother. Because when the prophet was saying this, he was referring to that very hour. Amen. That Jehovah has what? Come down to do the things that he did in the past. That is what we are here. We are seeing. Praise God. Because all these things were hid. Oh, yes. I was from Presbyterian. And oh, I believe that there was what, three gods. But all these things now has been what revealed to us. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Nothing is hidden anymore. Amen. So he said, Jehovah have come down to do the things that he did. And then comparing what scripture by scripture. He said, and they were what? And they are the truth. And so he said, we ought to be busy. Amen. We ought to be busy every minute trying to get people to Christ. Amen. You see it? Amen. Amen. When we went up there, evangelism, witnessing, brethren, here it is. He said we ought to what, be busy every minute trying to get people into Christ. Brethren, from this time going, your working place, get someone into what is the kind of friendship. Try to what? Bring this something to him, this gospel or this good news. Oh, students in colleges, make friends and begin to what? Bring this good news unto them. Amen. Amen. Our neighbors, let's all move together. Trying to what? To tell somebody something about the kingdom of God. Amen. Because that's what he said. I send you, go into the world and preach the gospel unto every creature. That's our commission. Praise God. But look at the way how it is slipping through our hands. But now we have come to a remembrance. Christ has come to bring us to remembrance of our responsibilities, which we must what? Take earnest heed. Oh, praise God. Yeah. Said we ought to be busy every minute trying to get people to Christ. We ought to be what? We ought to be lively stones. We got to be what? Lively stones. We are stones in the hands of God. Amen. And then he said, we should never be slothful like we are. Because that is the spirit of the age that we are in. It's a what? A slothful spirit. Amen. Lukewarm spirit. That's the period we are in. Laodicea age is what? Slothfulness. Lukewarmness. You are neither hot nor cold. Praise the Lord. We got to be hot. Amen. 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 And so he said, we should never be slothful like we are. Praise God. So already, we have been what? Slothful. But now, the Lord, the Holy Spirit now has come in. Oh, hallelujah. To bring us into remembrance of what? Of our commission. Amen. He said, now, the preaching of the word, we enjoy it. But that's not the main thing. See? Not that. We should not worship the Lord just after we get through preaching the word, as we usually do. Just worship him. He said, that's wonderful. But we should worship. We should worship him every hour of our life. Amen. When we are at work, we should what? Worship him. Every time the opportunity presents itself, worship the Lord by doing what? Testifying of him. Amen. So evangelism, praise the Lord. The very thing we went there to what? To discuss, to wait on the Lord. That's all what has come up here. Praise the Lord. We all know that we are on Bible studies. And we are on Hebrews. Praise the Lord. And this is where we have reached. And it has what? It has just lined up with the very thing that the church is pursuing now. Praise God. He said, it's good that we hear the word of God and then we worship. But the worship, the true worship, is to testify of him. Let's hear. He said, now you ladies, praise God. When you see a woman in the wrong, worship the Lord. Now he's trying to tell us how what worship is. When you see a woman in the wrong, he said, worship the Lord. By talking to her and saying, sister, there is a better life than this. Praise God.
Amen.
And then he said, and you men at your work, when you hear a man using the name of the Lord in vain, get a chance to one side and slip over and take him by the hand and say, ah, you there, better. You see, there is a better life than this. You shouldn't use those words. And tell him in a meek, gentle way. All those things are what? Worship.
Amen.
Myself, when I read it, I said, praise the Lord. Seeing someone in the wrong. I thought worship is when we come in the church here and then we all sing and praise his name. And that's what the prophet said. Yeah, it's okay. But the real worship, praise the Lord, is what? Testify of him.
Amen.
Testify of him. Amen. He said, when we see someone sick, and the doctor says, there's no more can be done, we ought to worship the Lord by telling them there is a God of heaven that answers prayer.
Amen.
Oh. See the level where the prophet has taken us to about the question of worship. Amen. Oh, when someone is sick, the doctors have what? Already taking him to another. There is nothing good anymore to be done. Praise the Lord. He said, that's the time you got to tell that one. Said, there is a God. Oh, hallelujah.
Yeah.
That can heal. Yeah. Amen. And can you say, my brother, my sister, if you can believe with me. If you can believe with me. Because the word of God says, if two shall agree upon whatever, when they pray, the Lord God will what? Will fulfill it. It is the word of God.
Amen.
It will not fail.
Amen.
Praise God. Lift up that person's faith.
Amen.
And then meet it with your own faith. And pray for that one.
Amen.
And in your heart always believe that that person is healed. Amen.
Amen.
Is healed. Oh, yes, sir. Because you are not the healer. He has given you that order, and you are following the order. And so, the business is God's own business.
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir.
Amen.
He said, when we see those things take place, see, all these instances, a sister, a woman going wrong, a brother using the name of God in vain, someone sick. He said, worship the Lord.
Amen.
And he said, when those things take place that we see, he said, we should never let these things slip. Amen. As from our scripture said, therefore we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest they what? At any time they should what? Let them slip. Praise the Lord. When these opportunities come, we should not let them slip. From our hands. But we must what? Go straight to it. It is the enemy, Satan. And we have power and authority over him. Praise God. We got to make his word, make him look what? Without, we should break every fetters of the devil. Amen. Yes, sir. Amen. He said, now, the prophet quoted from verse 2. He said, for if the word spoken by angels were steadfast. If the word spoken by angels were steadfast. The prophet said, you hear it? Now, he said, angel is a messenger. The word angel means messenger. And you just go through, as we went through the first chapter, he said, God in sundry times and in diverse manners spoke unto the fathers by what? By the prophets. But in this our day, he has spoken to us through what? His son. Praise God. And so he was trying to refer that all those messengers, he said, that was God's messengers, the prophets. They were what? God's messengers. He said, they were God's angels. Amen. An angel is the messenger. Now listen here. And so that is not only the prophet, but he said, a messenger, you are a messenger. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. You are a messenger. So you are a messenger of good news or a messenger of bad news. Yes, so which one do you want to take? Oh, God bless you, brother. Amen. He said, oh, isn't it beautiful to know that we are ambassadors, that we are angels, the messengers of the resurrection. Amen. And we are God's messengers to a sinful world. Amen. My brother, look over here, over there. We are living in what? A time, a period, a world of sin. Now, he has his own word. God has his own ambassadors. He has his own angels, messengers. That's you and me. Amen. It's still about what? Evangelism. Praise God. The whole thing, look at the way how it is working. Praise God. Amen. There must be a wind starting blowing across this church. Amen. Amen. He said, you are the sinful world that Christ lives. He said, in your heart, he lives. How many believe that? Amen. That Christ in your heart, he lives. Amen. He said, in your spirit, he lives. He brings us from the low, debunked life of sin and has exalted us up. And giving us what? Hallelujah in our soul. Amen. Yes, sir. Look at where we were. God has taken us from that low estate and has placed us in this realm where we are now. Amen. And he said he has what? Placed. Oh, I don't understand it, but let me just say it. Amen. He said he has placed what? Hallelujah into our souls. Amen. Oh, yes, sir. And so, brethren, if hallelujah is in your soul, oh, you got to what? Bring it out. Amen. Yes, sir. Amen. You got to shout hallelujah because it is in here. He has placed hallelujah into your souls. That's why when we come, when the word of God, when the deep calleth, and then the deep has to respond, hallelujah. hallelujah is in our souls. I want to hear hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Yes, sir. And he said, he has made us what? New creatures. We are messengers. Angels of what? Of the covenant. That's so great, brethren. He said, God will stand by his word. Amen. So we should not be afraid. God will stand by his word. He promised he will do it. And he stands by his word always.
Amen.
He said, and we ought to give the more earnest heed to these things which we have heard, lest at any time we let them what, slip.
Yes, sir.
For if the word spoken by angels and the prophets were steadfast, then the prophet asks, the words of the prophets, were they steadfast truly? The prophet asks, were they steadfast?
Amen.
Yes, I want to hear amen.
Amen.
Then he asks, was it steadfast when Moses spoke?
Amen.
Was it steadfast?
Amen.
When Moses spoke? Oh, yes, sir. We all know it already. That day, the Red Sea, you know the story. Praise God.
Amen.
Behind them, enemies. In front of them, there is an obstacle. There's no way. But one thing, God, oh my,
Amen.
He stands by his word.
Amen.
Because he said, I will take you to a promised land. And so it is his business to do it.
Amen.
And so any other thing that will try to infiltrate, even if they will come in like a flood, the Spirit of God will raise a standard against it. Amen. So we saw what? The pillar of cloud that was leading, amen, was removed from in front, from the leading onto the back. Oh, to the people. And caused darkness upon the enemy's camp. Oh, wonderful. The cloud moved behind the children of God and caused darkness into the camp of the enemy. And there was light for them. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
And then the words of the prophet was steadfast. When the people were crying, say, Moses, you have brought us here to die. That's why in Egypt we told you, leave us alone for us to serve these our masters. Now, are there no graves in Egypt? Now you brought us here into the wilderness to die. Look at all these provocations. Oh, praise the Lord. Moses, stand still.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
And see the salvation of God.
Amen.
These Egyptians that you see, I am not going to see them anymore.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You see, brethren, this is what his words were steadfast. He's coming on to something. Praise the Lord. He is coming. The prophet is coming on to something. He said, the fathers, God spoke to the fathers through what? The prophets.
Amen.
Amen. But in our time, he has spoken to us by his own son. Look at what? The difference. And even in those times, their words were steadfast. What about us? Oh, praise God. So Moses, his words were what? Were steadfast. Then he asked, how about Elijah? How about Elijah? Elijah, we all know already. Praise God.
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir. He said, that stern old prophet looked at that woman in the face and he said, go bake me a cake first. Praise the Lord. But that is a challenge. He said, what a command for a man to tell a widow woman starving to death to feed him first. Huh? Place yourself in the woman's shoe. Remain only the last meal that she was going to prepare. herself and her son to eat and die. Then comes this man, stands there, says, look. First, even he asks water. He said, you know, he said, you give me water. As she was going, he said, then when you are coming back, bring me what? Cake. Oh, my. Praise the Lord. But one thing, the woman had something. That is what we must also, we have it in our this our time. Because the prophet said, for thus saith the Lord. Oh, yes, sir. For thus saith the Lord, the barrel of meal shall not waste, and neither shall what? The cruse of the oil fail. Amen. The woman heard what? Thus saith the Lord. My brother, in this our time, we have heard, we are still holding on to our word. Thus saith the Lord. Amen. The message is, thus saith the Lord. Amen. Yes, sir. Amen. Have we heard that? If we have heard that like the woman heard. You see, the woman knew what was in thus saith the Lord. That thus saith the Lord will never fail.
Amen. Amen.
And so when he was told the barrel of meal will never waste, and neither shall the cruse of oil also fail, she went quickly. Let's listen to how the prophet put it here. He said, first God, listen closely. Brethren, everything said, first God, she went in and baked that little cake and come give it to the prophet. Praise the Lord. Then he, as she went back, she saw something. And so she baked another and another one and another. And another. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, praise God.
Amen.
Because she believed, thus saith the Lord. Amen. Brethren, we have thus saith the Lord also. And so the prophet said, this woman, she put God before her children.
Amen.
God first.
Amen.
She put God before her children. She put God before anything else. She's taking the kingdom of God first.
Amen.
Amen. And he said, God must have first place in your heart.
Amen.
First place in your life. First place in everything that you do.
Amen.
That means when you wake up in the morning, first thing, seek his face.
Amen.
First. Amen. Before you do anything, seek his face first. Place him first in everything. Oh, because as you slept, you never knew where your spirit went to, where your soul went to. But as the day was about to break, see, he came and touched you. Oh, because he is the resurrection and the life. And put back life into you. So when you wake up, straight go on your knees. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
I say, Lord, I thank you.
Amen.
Oh, praise God. So praise him first in everything, whatever you do or what you are. God must be first. He doesn't want the second place. He doesn't deserve the second place. He deserves the best.
Amen.
The first. Amen. He deserved it. Oh, then he said, blessed be the holy name.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Yes, sir. Brethren, the words of the prophets, they were what? They were steadfast. Elijah said, thus saith the Lord.
Amen.
The barrel of meal will never waste, and the cruse of oil will never fail. Thus saith the Lord. And it was so. Amen.
Amen.
Then the prophet was quoting another time also about the prophet. Amen.
Amen.
It's coming to, because the verse 3, we are coming to verse 3. word. No, they say verse 2, that every transgression and disobedience receive a just recompense of reward. The prophet quoted when? Ahaziah, the son of Ahab.
Amen.
When Ahab died, he became the king of Israel. And then one time, he was sick. Then he sent people to go to the god of Beelzebub of Ekron to inquire about his illness. My! Praise the Lord. Brethren, let's watch these things. Amen. Everything, seek his name. Seek his face. In everything, seek his face. Before you turn to any other thing, seek him first. But what did Ahaziah did? He sent rather people to go and seek from what? Beelzebub, the god of Ekron. And while the messengers were coming, were going, God just told Elijah, go and intercept them. And Elijah went and intercepted them. He said, where are you going? He said, the king has sent us to the god of, Beelzebub, the god of Ekron. Then the prophet asked, is there no god in the whole of Israel that you are going to seek inquiry from what? A dead god. Amen. Look, go back, tell the king, thus saith the Lord. He will never come out from his sickness. He will die. Amen. So they went back. Said, but why have you come back? Said, we met a man. And the man says, we should come and tell you, thus saith the Lord, you will not come out from your sickness. Say, ah, let's turn to 2 Kings. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
2 Kings. Chapter 1, verse 7. Let's start from verse 7 because I've reached verse 7 now. And then the king asked, and he said unto them, what manner of man was he which came up to meet you and told you these words? And they answered him and said, he was an hairy man and girt with a girdle of leather about his loins. Does it tell you something?
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
It tells you about what? Elijah the Baptist. Oh, hallelujah!
Amen.
Yes, sir. The same spirit. Then he said, it is Elijah the Tishbite. Praise God. So you knew that there was a prophet, and then you bypass to go and seek. Brethren, in anything, praise God. Seek God first. Never put God second.
Amen.
Ahaziah, if he had seen God first, you would have received his healing. Amen. And so the king did what? He sent a captain with what? 50 soldiers. Go and bring what? Elijah down. And this captain went, when you read, you know, this captain went, stood there, man of God, come down. Oh, no respect. Man of God, come down. If I believe that I'm a man of God, then fire comes what? Down and consume you people. And fire came down and consumed them. Amen. We are talking about what? The prophets, their words being what? Steadfast. When they say it, it happens. We are coming to ourselves, brethren. Praise the Lord. Said, fire, come and consume. We know that already Elijah, he was what? The prophet of fire, isn't it? Always he can call down fire. Amen. You remember even the showdown at on the Mount of what? Carmel. Amen. Called fire down. It's a prophet of fire. Praise the Lord. And then it consumed them. The king sent another second king, another captain with 50 people again. And this man, even his own was really, the first one was better. When he came, oh, you man of God. Thus saith the king. Listen to what he said. Thus saith the king. Come down quickly. Also fire consumed them. The king sent a third group. And this captain, he has some little wisdom. Praise the Lord. Two already have gone and they have been consumed. Praise the Lord. The king has sent him. He cannot refuse. So he did what? When he got there, let's read from verse 13. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. And he sent again a captain of the third 50 with his 50. And the third captain of 50 went up and came and fell, what? On his knees before Elijah. Oh, yes, sir. Amen. Amen. That's the way how we got to approach the... We go in the presence of God. Not like the first two, without any word, no reverence. Praise the Lord. We must approach him with what? Real reverence. Amen. With godly fear. So this man, he came and did what? He fell on his knees before Elijah and besought him and said unto him, oh man of God, I pray thee, let my life and the life of these 50 thy servants be precious in thy sight. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. See the approach. So, my brother, my sister, our approach to our God, we must what? Go before his presence with all reverence, with all godly fear. Amen. Amen. We will receive what? A result. Praise God. And this, when you read, because of that, Elijah came down and followed what? This man. And when he had gone to see the king, he told the king that you are going to die. Amen. And when you read verse 17, he said, so he died according to the word of the Lord which Elijah had spoken. Amen. According to what? The word of God, which Elijah has spoken. So it is you and me, if we shall take the word of God according to his word, amen, and speak it. It has to come to pass because he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He changeth not. Brethren, that's why we got to reach that place. We got to reach that place. If there is any heart here that thinks that, how can we get there? He said, Elijah was what? Elijah was like what? A man like you and me. Amen. He wasn't just a special someone. Just like you and me. Then why can't we also reach that same realm? Brethren, are we not serving that same God? Aren't we serving the same God? My brother, as we came down from Wicklow Mountains, there must be something sweeping over this church. Amen. Amen. Faith now go to work in this house. Amen. Praise God. The enemy, Satan, will challenge, but when it comes, well, whatever be it, we will pray. Amen. Amen. According to his word. Amen. And it has to be what? Perfect. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Let us lift up our faith, church. Amen. Let's lift up our faith and know that we are also messengers, yes. Angels, saints. To do the work of God. Amen. Oh, yes, sir. The words of what? The prophets were steadfast. He said, Elijah stood up, one of the angels, and his word is steadfast. And if the word spoken by angels were steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense. You know, see the disobedience that these captains, the two captains, they showed. The king himself showing disrespect to God, disobedience and everything. It received what? A just recompense. Praise God. Said, how shall we escape, brethren? Now he's coming to us now. How shall we escape? If Elijah's voice brought destruction because he was an angel of the Lord, how will we escape when the voice of Christ is speaking true? Brethren, let's go back to chapter 1 where we started, Hebrews chapter 1. He said, God has spoken. He said, God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken to us by his Son. Amen. The fathers of old, they were spoken to by the prophets. But we have been spoken to by he himself. And so, where is our word? Where is our excuse? How can we escape? While the voice of Christ is speaking true. Amen. And then he said, or how can we fail? That's where I'm going to what we are going to rest on tonight. Amen. Amen. That's the place where our faith is going to build upon now. Tonight, brethren, we are in the same likeness of what? Elijah.
Amen.
Amen. The prophet said, you are what? You are also a messenger. You are an angel. Amen. He said, how can we fail when you have prayed for? And if it is the voice of Christ, how can it fail? You come to see how it fails. Amen. How can it fail? Because his word can never fail.
Amen.
Praise God. He said, if Christ ordained his church to pray for the sick, and the church does what he says for them to do, how can it ever fail? It can't fail. Oh, praise the Lord. He said, Christ has ordained his church, brethren, that we pray for the sick.
Amen.
And they will recover. And so how can we take his word and pray and that it will fail? He said, it can't fail. Amen. Let's begin to what? Put ourselves now in this what? In this situation. Lift ourselves up above every doubt. Lift yourself up above every doubt.
Amen.
Christ has already ordained his church. What did he say? When Peter said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. What did Jesus say? He said, blessed art thou, Peter, praise God. This thing has not been revealed to you by what? Blood and flesh. It's not blood and flesh. So we are not dealing with blood and flesh issue here. But my God, my Father which is in heaven, has revealed this to you. And so upon this revelation, of who I am. Amen. I build my church. And then what?
God bless you, my brother.
The gates of hell can never prevail against it. That's the church. And so how can sickness prevail against Dublin Christian Fellowship? Oh. Hello. Amen. How? Yes, sir. He has ordained his church against principalities and powers, spiritual wickedness, rulers of darkness, high places, all imaginations that try to exalt itself against the knowledge of God, all brought down. It has been rooted out. Amen. And he even added it on top. That by my stripes ye are healed.
Amen.
Not you will be healed. You are healed. Let's proclaim that. Take that. And by faith.
Amen.
Begin to what? Exercise that same thing. Like what? Oh, Peter and John.
Amen.
At that gate there.
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir. As they were entering.
Amen.
And that man, oh, asking for alms.
Mm.
Oh, yes, sir. We want to see this kind of here.
Amen.
The look unto us. Silver and gold we have none. But as much as we have, we give unto you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Son of the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
That's
we, the church. He has ordained his church. Brethren, let's move from, he said, let's take heed. Let's come to, he said, let's take heed. That's what the therefore we ought to take, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard. Amen. More earnest heed.
Amen.
Praise God. He said, now he said, it can't. Say, how can it fail? He said, it can't. But listen to here. He said, you can fail. But it cannot fail. The word cannot what? Fail. As long as you keep it, it will take you through.
Amen.
Amen. As long as you keep the word, keeping the word is what? Believing.
Amen.
Amen. Keeping the word is what? Believing. You see, the belief must be without what? Doubt. This little atom of doubt must is any little atom of doubt spoils everything.
Yes, sir.
But when you can believe, all said, all things are possible.
Amen.
Not some things, but all things are possible to them that believe.
Amen.
That's where the church must be. Praise God.
Amen.
From tonight, we are taking on that journey. He said, as long as you keep it, it will take you through.
Amen.
So every need, it is not a question of sickness or anything, or the powers and principalities, but what you need, the need of the church. Amen.
Amen.
The need of individuals. In this church, if we can together with that same faith,
amen.
I believe that's what I'm saying, that many things are going to take place from now.
Amen.
If only you yourself, whatever you are looking for, If you have the faith to believe that you can receive it, bring it to the church and let us what? Pray and see if our God will not answer it. Because it's time now for us to what? Challenge, put the word of God into test. Amen.
Amen.
This is the time, brethren.
Amen.
This is the time. The time is up now. We have allowed it to slip through our hands for too long. Amen.
Amen.
But now, we have come back to know that we are what? We are not living up to what? To the word. He said, if you fail, you fail by yourself. And you fail by yourself because of what? Unbelief. You just got away from the word. You got away from the word. That's why. You allow doubts to come in. That's why. Praise God.
Amen.
But brethren, in all this,
amen,
one thing that we got to take notice of. One thing we got to take notice of. Achan. In the midst. Amen. My brother, if you have any secret sin, go on your knees. Ask the Lord for forgiveness.
Amen.
Amen. Ask the Lord for forgiveness. He will forgive you. There is no big sin and there is no small sin. Sin is sin. There's nothing like this one. This is a very big sin. God cannot forgive me. No, sir. Sincerely, with all your heart, go down on your knees.
Amen.
Say, Lord, forgive me. Cry unto him. He will hear you.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
And clear. Because that is what the blood did.
Yes.
Amen. That's what the blood is there for. To cleanse us. To wash us.
Amen.
To sanctify us.
Amen.
He said, oh, he loved the church. That's why he died for it.
Amen.
That he will do what? He will raise up a church unto himself.
Yes.
A church without blemish, without spot, without wrinkle.
Amen.
A holy church he will present to himself. He has already washed us, brethren.
Amen.
It is for you to believe.
Amen.
He's already washed.
Amen.
There is no one is a sinner.
Amen.
Amen. Unless you yourself want to accept that you are a sinner, then it's over to you. Praise God. Never allow that thing that, I don't think the Lord. No, sir. Oh, then, if you don't think God can, what, forgive you, then stay in your sin. Why did he go to the cross?
Amen.
He didn't die for the righteous. He died for the sinner.
He
knew that we will fall.
Hallelujah.
That's why he went in there. To take what? All upon himself. To cleanse us what? From every sin. From everything that we see it as what? Something that we have done contrary. My brother, never think of that again. My sister, never think of that again.
Amen.
You are free from sin.
Amen.
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 You are true children of God. Because you got to gather that faith before you can what? Also take the word and bring it to pass.
Amen.
He said, if you fail, it's by yourself. You just got away from the word. But as long as you stay with the word, amen, it can't fail. Amen. For the word of the prophets did so and so, how much more will the word of Christ be? Amen.
Amen.
The words of the prophets could do all these things. What more? The words of Christ. Christ himself has given us Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Brethren, tonight, that's our way forward. Amen. The prophet said, think of it, the spoken word by the Lord. He said, think of it. Amen. Amen. Brethren, that's where we want to start from. Praise God. That we will stay by the word. And if we do that, nothing can stand before us. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
How many believe that?
I believe.
Amen. Amen. So tonight, that's where our Hebrew, our Bible studies, that's where the first three verses of chapter 2 of Hebrews, that's where it has brought us. Amen. So brethren, let's stay with the word. And he will confirm it by our faith. Praise the Lord. He said, any condition at all that has happened before, if that same faith that made it possible, if we can take that same faith, it will be possible also. Because he has changed. He has never, his word can never change. So brethren, tonight, that is what the Lord wants to inspire us, to tell us that he is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
Amen. He said, let us not go the way of Cain. Let us not run greedy after the errors of Balaam. And let us not get ourselves perished by the gainsayings of Korah. But let's look unto him, the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
Musicians, start coming. Praise the Lord. And then with this faith tonight, my brother, my sister, tell the Lord, I have now started. I have started. Praise God. Now, Lord, take me through. He said, the word, the voice of Christ will take us through. He said, the voice of Christ speaking, oh, it speaks through. Amen. It takes you through everything. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, we thank the Lord for tonight. Lord, we learn the praise. He said, it cannot fail. It can't fail.
Thank you.
That's our prayer tonight, that we'll be lifted up onto higher grounds to catch a glimpse of glorious bride. We are not going to stay where doubts arise. Praise God. Where doubts is, we are above that. Tonight, doubts, unbelief, out of our lives.
Amen.
There is no doubt anymore in this church. We come in here, not only here in our homes, in our working places, wherever we are. Let the Spirit of God continually, said, let it continually be what? Moving right through your veins to know that He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And what He had said, oh, it can never fail. Praise God. It can never fail. Brethren, it can never fail. So tonight, wherever you are, you know, start now from tonight and put yourself in that higher ground, that higher plane, and know that you are a messenger in the hands of God, an angel in the hands of God that has been given power and authority right from what? The day that He went to the cross and said, it is finished. That was the day every power and every authority was given into the hands of the church. He said He has ordained the church. Praise God. He has ordained the church. All that was in God, He poured into Christ. And all that was in Christ, He poured into His church. He poured into the believer. And so, the Almighty God is in you. You are deity. 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 Amen. The power of God is in your hands. It's in you. Tonight, let your faith now rise up. Rise up. Let your faith now go beyond, oh, the unspeakable, and know that your God,
amen,
He has already ordained you for it. So what do you want? If you have a personal request, you are looking for something, you have what? The power and authority to bring it to pass.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Nothing can what? Go out of what? The hands of the unbeliever, of the believer. The church of the living God has power and authority. Tonight, my brother, take faith. Take faith. Take faith. And bring it to pass in your own life. Take faith. Take faith. Take faith. And bring it to pass. And bring it to pass. Take faith. Take absolute faith. Absolute faith. Absolute faith. Faith that is total. Faith without doubts. Lord, I thank You that You've made me Your messenger, an angel, to carry Your word, to be an ambassador. Thank You, Lord Jesus.
When, Lord Savior, they will return, You would set amongst our hearts and their hearts, Lord, the flame, Lord, for the lost, Lord Savior, for many, Lord Savior, and the people, Lord Savior, that need guidance, Lord, in this time. Let us, Lord Savior, shepherd us, Lord God. Give us, Lord, in that spirit, Lord. Grace always, Lord Savior, Lord. Thank You, Lord Savior, for Your word minister, Lord, that has, Lord Savior, ignited amongst us, Lord, and love, Lord Savior, for Thee again.
Guide us, Father. Bless, Lord Father, our brother who's ministered unto us, restore virtue and strength until we meet tonight.
Therefore, we ought to give heed. We ought to give more earnest heed to the things which we have heard.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. He said, for if the words spoken by the prophets were steadfast, then what about the voice of Christ that is in the midst of the church? Praise God. Let's the musicians give us one song.
Speaking to our souls, O Lord. You fed us really from mouth to mouth, O Lord.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this spiritual food that you have provided this evening, O Lord, for our souls, O Lord. Bless your servant, our brother Maxwell, who stood faithfully, O Lord, behind this pulpit, O Lord. At his post of duty, O Lord, to minister to your people, trying to awaken our souls, O Lord, to this great commission that you have given to us, O Lord. Heavenly Father, many times we fall in amnesty, O Lord. We fall, O Lord, short. not fulfilling this great commission, Heavenly Father. Oh Lord, you sent us, you made us messengers, oh Lord. And when you send someone, you don't let him go alone.
Oh, yes, sir.
You go with him, oh Lord.
Amen.
When you sent Moses, oh Lord, you even went before him in Egypt, oh Lord. Before he was there, oh Lord, you were already there with your host, oh Lord. So that everywhere Moses could go, the host was around him. That's why signs and wonders were with him during his ministry, oh Lord.
Amen.
We know, Heavenly Father, that you are still the same God.
Yes. Amen.
And if we stand with this word, you will stand, will take position for us, oh Lord. And you will prove it, you will confirm it, oh Lord. You will vindicate our commission by signs and wonders.
Amen.
That's why, as you said to the prophet Isaiah, speak. You sent that angel, oh Lord, with that call to touch his tongue, oh Lord,
yes,
so that he can speak, so that he can bring souls to salvation, oh Lord. Let us open our mouths and minister salvation to this world that is perishing, oh Lord. And confirm our words, because we don't want to go on our own, oh Lord. But
yes, Lord,
if you are with us, you will confirm it. You will vindicate it by your signs and wonders, oh Lord. Heavenly Father, we don't want just to be idle Christians, oh Lord. Coming to church, being unproductive, oh Lord.
Yes.
But as you said to those servants to whom you gave those talents, oh Lord, that they need to make it fruitful, oh Lord.
Amen.
To whom you gave five, he brought five more.
Yes.
To that one you gave two, he brought two more, oh Lord. And you were very cross against that one who went and hid its talents, oh Lord.
Yes.
We don't want to be like that man, oh Lord. We don't want to be unproductive, oh Lord.
Yes, Lord.
That's why let us shine the light, oh Lord.
Amen.
At our workplaces, oh Lord.
Yes, Lord.
In our colleges,
yes,
in our surrounding, oh Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Let us shine that light.
Yes.
So that when people will see, oh Lord, even if you don't speak, even if you don't preach, oh Lord, our life will be salty, oh Lord. And it will attract them to the light, oh Lord. Oh, Father, as we are getting ready to go away from this place, go with us, oh Lord. Bless your church, bless your children. You know our deepest needs, oh Lord. Some of them we can't speak, oh Lord. Some of them we are not even aware ourselves, oh Lord. But you know our deepest of our hearts, oh Lord. Grant us according to our needs for the sake of your kingdom, oh Lord. Bless us as we dismiss. Bless our pastor.
Yes,
be with him. Bless his family, oh Lord. Protect him, oh Lord. And let him go deeper into your knowledge, oh Lord, so that it will bring, he will bring this church higher into your presence, oh Lord. Bless us as we dismiss once again. Bless your children that are away. We think of our brother Wilmo, oh Lord. There in the Netherlands, be with him. Bring him back safely in our midst, oh Lord. We'll praise your name. Those who couldn't make it tonight, oh Lord, you know why they are not here. Bless them where they are and grant them, oh Lord, so that next time on Friday or Sunday, we can unite together again, oh Lord, and praise your holy name. Blessed be your name, O Lord, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Holy Spirit, bless you.